Watch, more voices, not less. Breitbart News gets one of the first questions at Trump White House briefing. By Hannah Knudsen on January 28, 2025. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle had the opportunity to ask one of the first questions at the first White House press briefing of the new administration. As the Trump White House made it clear that it is restoring press passes to journalists revoked during the previous administration and opening up the briefing room to new media voices. In light of these announcements, our first questions for today's briefing will go to these new media members whose outlets, despite being some of the most viewed news websites in the country, have not been given seats in this room, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said, giving one of the first questions to Breitbart News. Caroline, first off, thank you to you and President Trump for actually giving voices to media outlets that represent millions and millions of Americans. Boyle said, asking her to expand upon what steps the White House is going to take to bring more voices, not less, which is what our founder, Andrew Breitbart, believed in, into this room where they rightly belong. As I said in my opening statement, Matt, it is a priority of this White House to honor the First Amendment, Leavitt said. And it is a fact that Americans are consuming their news media from various different platforms, especially young people. And as the youngest press secretary in history, thanks to President Trump, I take great pride in opening up this room to new media voices to share the president's message with as many Americans as possible. In doing so, number one, we will ensure that outlets like yours, Axios and Breitbart, which are widely respected and viewed outlets, have an actual seat in this room every day. Leavitt added, encouraging anyone else in the country producing legitimate news content, whether as a podcaster, blogger, or more, to apply for press credentials. We encourage people to apply. Again, as long as you are creating news-related content of the day and you're a legitimate independent journalist, you're welcome to cover this White House, she added. Boyle also asked Leavitt if Americans can expect to see this warp speed of actions taken by President Trump to continue into the first 100 days. You laid out several of the actions that President Trump has taken that, obviously stark contrast to the previous administration, breakneck speed from President Trump, Boyle said. Can we expect the case to continue as the, you know, the first 100 days moves along here and beyond that? He asked. Absolutely, Leavitt replied. There's no doubt President Trump has always been the hardest working man in politics. I think that's been proven over the past week, she said, reminding the American people that Trump signed over 300 executive orders in the first week. He's taken historic action, she said. This president did more in the first 100 hours than the previous president did in the first 100 days. So President Trump, I think you can all expect for him to continue to work at this breakneck speed. So, I hope you're all ready to work very hard. I know that we are. Watch, Leavitt tells Breitbart's Boyle that President Trump will continue fast pace in first 100 days.